Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We're celebrating our 19th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, and I could not do this without our good friend Steve Martin. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Martin has been a member of my Brain Trust now for, we've already had his 18th anniversary. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, and probably, arguably, the most important find that we had when we started finding experts to be on the show. Steve's at the top of the list, and he's been not only a great resource for us on the show here as he joins us on a regular basis over the years talking about how to make you more profitable, but he's been an abiding friend of mine and helped me in so many ways, and he's just a great American. He's an amazing and selfless SCORE volunteer, among other things, and our good friend Steve Martin, welcome back.
Jim, thank you so much, and congratulations on 19 years of helping to make this a great country and a great small business world. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that very much. Folks, one of the things that Steve is the best at, and that's helping you to make a profit. And he talks about it all the time. He is the profit pro. And so, Steve, what are you thinking about? What's your profit perspective today?
Well, when I look at what's going on in the world, it's kind of an interesting situation. We look at some of the things that might influence our profitability, and certainly political climate is one of those.
Things
elements
have changed a little, haven't they, recently?
Oh, my goodness. Talk about change in 19 years. Let's talk about change in 19 days.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Since the election. And the fact is that some of the policies in Washington are going to change. And that uncertainty in and of itself can put pressure on small business in terms of their profitability.
So you're sitting now, I've been talking a lot about how the economy is going to behave, how I think the Fed's going to behave. I gave a little speech this week to a group, wanted to know about, you know, what the new administration was going to do to various elements, but you want to focus on profit, which is totally appropriate for you, and a lot of people haven't thought about that. They're just thinking, you know, the GDP and the Fed interest rates and things like that, but you're talking about what's going on our bottom line.
Yes, one of the reactions we've seen already is that the mortgage rates have increased about 0.4 of a point, which,
right.
You know, back in the 70s when I bought a house and my interest rate was 13%, 0.4 of a point wasn't a big
right.
deal, but today it's a quantum leap.
Well, it's actually about 10% because the low rates for a 30-year mortgage was 3.375, and
yeah.
now we're up to 4%.
Yes,
which is still a heck of a rate, but the point you're making is it was a big jump, a 10% jump.
Yes, and that's going to change the buying behaviors of our markets. You know, the Main Street marketplace is going to see a shift.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the immediate changes, from what I've seen in the news, is people are working quickly to close on houses, get their deals. Get the percentages locked in at what they think is maybe a better rate.
But how will this affect small business profits?
Well, think about the people who are doing maintenance on homes.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen if home sales slow down?
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen if they accelerate, which mm-hmm. may be happening here in the short term?
Well, one thing about it, you're right about this, when a home sells, there is no industry that churns the economy better than a home sale.
Well, we certainly learned that in 2008, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, when the housing market collapsed, it took
but
down
look,
the entire
look at all
economy
the, look at all the disciplines and professionals that have to get involved for because it isn't just one home that sells. It's one that's that people move out of and another one that people move into.
Absolutely. So you talk about professionals. You've got attorneys. You've got accountants. You've got tax
appraisers.
Appraisers, folks.
Yeah.
The home decorators. The shop down the street that sells curtains and the people who do lawn maintenance. Everything that's associated with that home is going to be impacted in some way, either favorably or unfavorably, by a major change in interest rates.
Right. Absolutely. So that's one area, and we're going to talk about some more areas that will affect your bottom line with our good friend Steve Martin. Steve, I need your website, please.
It's www.profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us. You check that out, folks. I promise you, you'll thank me later when you see all the things that are there, including Steve's books, Profit Improvement, Profit Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay is another one. His books on helping you be more profitable. Pointel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.